Founders. Amna ajan taksi sibuk kasi nyita sibuk sibigi di kenya penanga sibuk ida lara kasi nyik ke kamet pa sibuli lu nu la sang la kudunen number 7 village report sa makanunga na pundu la kuna kuna yakwa
On the approval of guidelines, if we could have another executive session on the approval of guidelines, I don't think they're ready to approve yet. So I don't think that that our group could approve these. If we could have another executive session just on the guidelines sometime this fall.
Okay.
Not right away, maybe October, November, before the next meeting, before the next regional elders meeting, if the executive council could meet and look at the guidelines again.
Okay. So we're gonna delete that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll delete old business number 3, guidelines and okay.
Number 2, old business.
Yeah. I'm no old business, me approval of guideline. Mm. See, yeah, I'll have got put, for my approval of the name of shops. And the car will hold on. Anything else?
Are we gonna cover, Ralph today too?
Where are you going?
For Fish and Wildlife?
Fish and Wildlife?
Mm-hmm.
How much time do you have, Monty, do you know?
Well, I have time. Tonight?
Tonight? What time do you got? Like?
Well, I don't know, I gotta take kids tonight for paper. We could do the churches first, or put Ralph first and then the churches on number, be number 7.
Okay, the churches are not going anywhere, I guess. right after Ralph Raymond, so he can catch the airplane, that's all right, buddy. Okay. I know we can get along with you. All right, we'll have you done. Okay, anything else?
Levi Cleveland?
Here.
Elmer Armstrong?
Here.
Jonas Ramoth?
Here.
Thomas Sheldon Jr.?
Here.
Truman Cleveland?
Here.
Nita Thomas?
Here.
Flora Carmen?
She's gonna be, Angeline Moto is to come in and replace Flora Carmen. Flora's not feeling good, so she's not gonna make it to this meeting.
Percy Jackson?
Here.
Mildred Sage?
Bad weather in Kivalina, Mildred will be in as soon as the weather gets better.
May Bernhardt?
Here.
Magdalene Thicke? Eunice Walton? Eunice resigned this morning, and so the council will have to elect a new secretary for the executive council. Wilbur Sampson?
Here.
Evelyn? Our Leonard Douglas.
Yes.
He's our new member from Shungnak. He's the president of Shungnak, so he's going to represent Shungnak along with Mr. Cleveland.
Okay, we have quorum. Iku. The agenda. We need to approve the agenda. There's a motion on the floor. There's a second. Further discussion. Question called for. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, unanimous. The approval of July 2 meeting. July meeting up the minister. Thank you. number 7, next place at meeting, Upper Cobo, Binisabi Camp. Pili ka lockdown ng Kagenya. Pili niya sa Kapta. So, kanilin niya sa mga ignore. Lego di Xabullo. Sumi, lego di Xabot, pigyuding. Tatak suho, umuwan, ulang kaput. Eh, binati ko, pili binaksiyip ta. Taman na soho, sabang daw ng loho, pili binakloho.
I make a motion to approve.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the minutes.
I second it.
To breathe a flow is only second tap to. Workshop to Lala UPC Sule.
Question.
Question call for all favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Aye. Yeah. The Gula Glona Sitapko, we need to die count, can you introduction of guests? Sama. Pako. Guests are in cover. What are you now long lose? You introduce yourself, please.
My name is Hugh White.
John Marshall, I care for church.
John Steinberg, Church of God.
Chuck Mays, Assembly of God.
Starting from the far corner with the computers, Elmer, good one. Mark Whiting, Danny Hill, and Tommy Sheldon, Kiana, Robert Sampson, Jarvis, Percy Jackson, Kiana, Ed Lartz, Jonas Raymond, and Park Servant, Evelyn Ballard. Hello, my right-hand man, Elmer Armstrong. I'm Levi Cleveland. I'm from Chumneck, chair of the elders. My cousin from Bellwick, Magdalene Tickett. And my other cousin, Truman Cleveland from Amber. And my other half, Leonard Douglas from Chumneck. My big sister from Cobuk, May Bernhardt. And Nita Thomas from Buckland. And those are the regional elders of Manorita. We welcome all of you to our meeting. And we try to do the best we could to support just about everyone that we can support. And we, for any reason that you need it, elders in your functions or whatever, we're here to help you out in any way we could. We might not, you know, do everything, but we certainly can try, and we're trying our best, and I think you have the most leaders from our new time we're going to go to Ralph Raymond to send his fish and wildlife. Fish and wildlife could be some of Rahonisunara, Kibani, Sidi Bigby, Kimya, Wildlife Refuge, Puna, that Kibumani, some of Rastok, Fish and Game could be, Tamna, Fish and Game could be, Wildlife Refuge, Na, Moko, Sut, Honakru Rahmi Blue, Angor, Kanuchi, Tim the Huron, Honakru Rahmi Blue, Tat Nakru, some of me come, Tat the Chimidi, Suna, some of Top, Taruna, Narathon, Lavitinia, some Makanuchi, Mugli, Hori Takao. Ayatana.
Thank you, Eli. Correction is Fish and Wildlife Service. I'm going to talk to the elders council here on my language, and most of you may not understand what I'm talking about, but they can speak to you on our agreement, what the refuge manager wrote. At this time, she's not here, so she asked to come over and talk to the elders council. What? Hopefully, a couple of things you need. I want to say from it. England, I say from it. In Munich, thanks to the Lord our real fault in my community. To me, that my head will not go on. So, in the region, in the world, in the world, in the world, in the world, I'm not trying to be a gun. The Naksha, Katimor Lakapta, Elmer Armstrong, Lusumara, Kati Ellis, the owners, the money of Tanani, Tamna, Katina Most, Katimor Lakuda, Oksha, Odia Lakshu, Kapa, India,
also the letter in your packet from Fish and Wildlife, a little bit about the project.
I'm not going to let you Canada, Atlant, Video Leona, Hanoi, Penegoli, Pinpan, Pinipino, Pinipin, Pinai. While I say this to two, you mean that Atlant, Manic, Pinipi, Hanoi, Santiago, Roman, Montana, Pinipita, Shiru, Chile, Yamanda, Napa,
Ralph Bashi Makuniga, Lutanik, the Kaunga, it is a pitching and a Zinaga, it is a pitch for Yanni Pinya.
No, Namuda, I mean, Nasto, it is sit down there, wall it is a pitching and a two town, video lay of three, it is sitting in the exit.
Dana, you can send it to car.
And if it's our own, Dana, it is all to be.
Damna over a gland till muck to get fun. The ma in Timaromus hat ladomus in the parasitum. That's it. Dan and Makuduma in the south to figure out. Kanoami at Pujakamidlo, Kanoru, Jokun, and Uwara, Yakilana. In Timarom, Timarapa, our money.
Obviously, they ended the Lewis number over there and then put it for that. Someone that came over to the IAT, paid the officer, just while I said it, paid to the Luma, and then the Abu Malay, Hanuk, Mato, and the Lewis, the Shoutman, and all that. The Numbika, and the Lady, the Nakhana,
Nagunan ni Takayimi sa mga skolo, kaputit na Luis,
างที่วิดีโอลีลาสีพอดี
ตามดูนี่มันจะเล่าดับโฟกัสที่มีกาวตุ๊กเนอร์อะไรที่ดับโฟกัสนอร์อัตลาดิลล์ When I talked to Leslie, she said that if this is, we're hoping to make it every year or, and it's not only going to be for moose and caribou, like you were just saying, it'll be for hunting seal groups or anything else later on, but the money will be coming in after we get started.
Are there any volunteers that want to help us plan this video? The money is going to come in and the contract starts October to October 98. So we have a whole year to film, do some filming this winter. Maybe we just have to plan it. Are there anybody here want to help us plan this video? We'll have to meet another time and talk about how we want to produce this video. Is there anybody that want to help with the planning of this video?
How long the we wait in this tag?
I thought you said I'll volunteer.
How long the meet? Is there going to be meetings often here or the?
They'll either be here or they'll probably be teleconference by phone. All we need to do right now is decide what kind of things we want to film, who want to be our actors. If you want to go out there and go hunt a caribou while somebody videotape you, we also need to decide if we're going to pay people or if they're going to volunteer. We have to work with that $20,000, and we just need to plan it right now. So if anybody want to sit and volunteer and help us plan it from the council, that would make it a lot easier. Wilbur, did you want to volunteer?
I was just going to tell you, I'm gonna live in the camp this year, and then I'll welcome you to go up there and go do the filming.
Maybe, yeah, maybe you could film you.
About 5 miles below the wooden average.
Uh-huh.
That's you see that tin house down there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where I'm going to live. So you do they'll do the fishing and right in front. So you're welcome to go up there. Caribou's go by, rather it's moose country.
Okay.
When are you going to start your planning?
In October sometime. Probably maybe after AFN, when things kind of slow down a little bit.
Yeah, Leslie won't be back until about the middle of the month, though.
Yeah.
So we're waiting until she comes in, because she's got all the plans.
More information you need.
Anybody else want to help plan this?
Where's my name?
Remember, we need some women to show us how to cut it up and hang it.
That's all that's
going to. Yep, that's all. That's the whole main thing, is just to preserve the meat, how to dry it up, smoke.
How not to waste it, because a lot of people, our own people, will waste caribou. That's one of the main purposes of this, is to teach our people and teach other people how not to waste the caribou, but to use it wise, resourceful.
It's not how not to waste. It's part of the documentary to show that there is traditional knowledge in that. And when they're subsistence hunt, they don't always waste meat. They don't need to be taught how not to. They know this part is the vital part too. That these bats don't waste. And I think the reason why they chose caribou or moose is that the hunter, who is a well-versed hunter, you know, all of the people that hunt know the animal. They are biologists from the time they learn to hunt. They know
planning?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try to help you out along with Elwood.
I think what we're looking at right now, the caribou is not. I've seen caribou. They cut legs. Anyway, they want to cut them up and just throw them away. That's not the way to handle the caribou. You need to cut all the legging just right so you when you make your mukluk, it's already cut to be made mukluk. That's what we're looking at too. You just don't cut them any old way and throw the hoops and whatever. Okay.
Just fall for the first time. the people that hunt for me never bring me kingfish or tunafisa. Just one along me brought me, and I thanked him so much, and I was so shocked. It turned out to be an along me to bring me that. Those things, it was even kind of funny. I don't know, that's a big waste to the old Eskimos, is all that fatty stuff that they can turn into whatever they, whichever way they eat it, it's a delicacy.
So if you're going to do your planning after the AFN, you got only 1 week then.
There's going to be probably couple different meetings.
Okay.
And then
once you set those and you let us know, then we'll see what we can do from there.
Okay. I have Wilbur and Jonas and Elmer and Eli right now to help plan this video. And Ralph, of course.
Yeah, I can.
I think he'll be the kind of key man. Sounds like that. He has gas, food.
Yeah.
So if we can have him there, then he would be a good access to those.
They needed a boat. They got three doors.
Okay, sounds good.
But if they want to run it on Cobra River, we're going to need some drivers from the factory.
Oh, yeah.
When we start planning it, we'll go through all the details.
Yeah.
Any
more questions?
So, Sukliana, can you see better to sing what? Can you see my silu in your Ari nakuwin ng opsing ba ako approval la ko wala opsing naga kano ko opsing
kaya man na pagdira la kapilo pagka nakapagamit ba nani mo tama mo reaction tapo na ng amin hindi yaro ipon na ko
Namna saat ni cimik movie dia pada ini kita leh lugu sama lugu kita ikap di tu kita tidur kau pun nak guna nak kisi
ya
guna
video tu ni video ni Muna sa osam na misakta na ito ang manginak matam na video. Kamaglan, video ako din, tebruma. Pinaglaw na ko lumo, video ako lumo, pinagsariga, kanuknanin. show me something you want to know?
If any of the guests or anybody want more information, we have all this information in the elders' packets, and there is more information in the back on anything we're discussing today, like our Fish and Wildlife Project or anything else. If you want some information, there's more information and more copies back here.
Yeah.
board is in favor of supporting you for whatever that that is started. I know it's hard, but I can't say that it's never been done before. It's been done before. We put a petition and took cotton view into dry status before what our people were together at that time. We're in today, but I think we have enough people here in Cottonview that we take concern with some kind of move. Maybe our ministerial group could speak to us. We don't have to be alone. We have many church members in our church, each one of the denominations. We have 7 or 8 churches here in Cottonview. Anyone could speak about this, you know. I think we could have a little discussion at it and maybe come to some kind of consensus so that we as regional elders could give a direction, not to you or whatever, you know, maybe, or maybe you can give us a direction. We're trying to be examples to our people, and the young people especially. So I think it should either way be directed. I think we need to start them. In our couple days of training some time ago in alcohol police. Community policing. Ed and Paul were there and they had some people at the home that had 2 days work session on this. And after the first day and the second end of the second day, we discussed what maybe which avenue that we need to go. Some said that they were going to look to see if this issue could be voted the borough-wide. I think when I was in the assembly, I mentioned that we kind of looked into it, but we didn't go far on that, and our mayor probably remember that. You know, but it is a concern. I think we have another meeting tonight at the NANA boardroom. Yo, si Victor, anak kapag sa mga Hari munasib si kipi jana yang paling kipi sama itu mesti. Malam ni ulang sibin munasib si kipi. Please, mahu tu bawa koi kayu munasib tak rumu nak nak tunggu ubu kau buat itu. Jika yang ni rau tu kita tahu kap piknik. Susah ni ya piknik tahu kap piknik. Tapi kumpul apa yang kita sediu. Saat saya tengok pemandang kesukuan orang terima kalau ni ni agak tempat kini itu, tuh tu perlu inyo sah pilumi kau tiga sah agak begitu. Nah, perlu buat kok jika yang sesiak mami, semua ini way gula. Tuh tu bangun ni, jauh mega. Elsa perlu banyak kita rumi.
Chairman, that letter that we're just going to discuss here, that letter about suicide, but you know, our kids nowadays are taking suicide as an easy way out. And so when I was talking to some of these elders here, a lot of the elders from the villages, they asked me to write a letter for them. So I wrote that letter for the elders here to the churches as well as people's custody about suicide. And the subject right now is supposed to be on suicide, about our kids taking the easy way out. Hey, my buddy just killed himself. Heck, I can go too. That kind of attitude our kids have now. It's not only kids, it's adults too. That's not what this letter that the elders had me wrote out right out of this discussed on. How could we try and stop? We can't stop it, but how could we try and slow down even help some of the kids are suicide is not what God set you and I on this earth for. We're here to help each other, work together, to live. That's what the intention of the letter is.
Thank you. One other thing I think elders had a concern about too, because when you holding a funeral service for somebody that is commits suicide, when you conducting the funeral, you know, because a variety of people go to the church, young, old, and when somebody, let's take somebody hanging himself, and conducting the funeral, I don't know if it's right to say that the person is already in heaven, is waiting for you there. In that written in that manner. If I could read it out better, I would, all right, but I think that's what the art concerned do in that letter. It's just not person that you know that paying himself or however he got excited, it's something that we need to be careful of.
Mr. Carroll,
thought, well, first of all, they thought it was their fault because they didn't know that that was what he was thinking about. And thinking it was their fault, they also said, well, then I couldn't stop him and I'm depressed too, so I'm going to do the same thing. And for us that are here, we need to know that that's what they're thinking a lot of times. They take it on themselves. And what we did as a family and as the friends that, that gathered around and helped us was to make sure that we made immediate contact with all the friends so that they knew there was someone watching out for them and that it was not okay. What my son did was not okay. That was not his choice. It's God's choice to take a life. And we did it on a kind of a one-on-one, making sure that we found all of his friends and talked with them within like 3 or 4 days. Because we've all had that experience in this region of a young person committing suicide, and within a week to 2 weeks, there'll be another one followed. It's like a domino thing that happens, and it's just something we need to know. So I don't know. I'm not really addressing this as a group, but just my own discovery that I made and my family made was to make that contact right away, whoever you are, even if you're a friend of the family and you know who that young person's friends were, to get that message. That was not an okay thing. We love him, and we always will love him, but not what he did. And it's not okay for you to think like that. That's just one idea.
Good story.
find out when somebody hanging himself like that, to see what really happened after his body was, you know, when the body's not functioning, that the soul, whatever it was supposed to live forever, get hanged from the rope. That should be one of the myths that we need to develop our identity.
Speaking of that suicide, we're looking at our young people in certain ways that sometimes we think that it would be helped to save their lives. That's what we're talking about. And I'll tell you a little bit about what we've gone through over in that Aboriginal Elders. I belong to that one. Still belong to that one yet, right now, but it was one of our topics we're talking about. This coordinator, he explained it something like this. We are elders from each village or from region that we attend that Aboriginal Elders meeting in Anchorage. And one thing we should be doing is we should speak louder or strong voice toward our children, grandchildren, speaking about their suicide. One thing he told us is that we are not speaking loud enough, and more often we should be explaining it to the young people as being an elder, or that's one way to look at it, being an elder. And also, I see that in the writing here, it's from the church. How we can explain it to the young people or to elders, it could get into me or affect my way of life that I don't want to live any longer. I'm getting tired. Not just only young people, it could be older people too. So there's quite a few ways, or a few ways to look at to this one. One way is to look at it from the church or from the preachers, or they will explain exactly what the Bible says towards suicide. And an elder, he don't, very often we go start preaching, but we have a chance to speak to our children at home or any place where we, when we can be heard. It's up to the church, it's up to the elders, more to elders, I think. Is it better at a sound level? Kati maligit niya test suicide prevention ko no muna, mali muna. Family abuse, naka, nani, tahamad, kapulo kapta. Kaya na, uwapin nun, naka nudawot, kit kutiyala katak matayin min nun. Wawawawut pati sorut, liyak ni pati sorak tiwut. Bukara na iluwit, kito na awut, tuti cewut. Tawag na ito ni sama isuwitsok. Tema, tambawin mo, kolekta kaming pinilakihan. Diba, katimoli na rin, naka, kolekta na rin. Taman nga, ano, iriiruan na ko, iniwit. Tapos ko nung dati sa akas sa payakulwit. Uwa. Tawan muktok at pagmay, nakutalo sa ma. Kaya si Tiyang na yan sila ay tamat ko nung tawag. Uwa. Bukasang may nilang luo. At nakutaw ba. Kaya si Tiyang sa penon, tigit niya tatan na. Ito na at kapto. Nakuno ka ito din tatan na. Ilangat. Isilang nagsak, inutsuwa at tiyo, nakakasawal ni Isitaw na yaktaw siya lang ay put. Ayaw ha, umutsal na tayo nagsak, dahil ito tulang na yaktil ng tani sa ulag sa kalaktok. Tan na chimuwi si Vone, kaya si Tsok na yaktiyot. Uwagot pati sa yaktiyot, upok ka na rin, nakangayubik suli, upat lura ko ni Pinyo na rin ako nilaktok. you better not do all your time.
Jonas?
I'd like for Tommy to tell you. I wish we had a chance to talk about this while we are a little better to be present. I don't know, there seems to be some kind of a policy. Something that was said earlier, each and every one of the suicides was under the influence of alcohol. In my preaching and dealing with those, what could I say? Scripture tells us, judge not, but you judge. I can't say that that person went to hell. I can't say that person went to heaven. The only thing I can say is, this is in God's hands. There and trust in the mercy of God. And relationship, what was said earlier, the continuum of suicide in one situation, actually after the young boy killed himself, he had to take into protective custody three other kids who had the gun, who had the bullets, and who had a boat to do it out the river. The scariest hours of my life. Maybe I can't get glory, you know, while I'm alive, but, you know, hey, look at this, you know, look at all the respect, you know, and honor he got to the community. And if my mind isn't working in the proper way, which generally what happens in suicide, whether it's under the influence or mental disturbance, and I see that, that's my way to get it more. Everybody's trying to make this really big. What does our community say? And I'm not saying deny burial or anything like that, but what do we permit to happen in the context of the whole thing, not just the church? Again, this isn't an observation from the Hanover region, it's an observation from the different region. You know, I haven't seen the suicide before, but I think. Our effort to console, which we need to do, you know, but also I think it happens more of a relationship to feel that we feel after this person has committed suicide. We didn't do a whole heck of a lot, or we didn't do enough, or maybe we did do enough, but we're feeling real guilty. Okay, let's go overboard the other way and honoring them down. And in doing that, we plant those seeds of, you know, some confused thought, perhaps, as a community, in the minds of other confused people who might then see that as, you know, I've got no glory, I've got no honor, and I don't think much of myself in this life, and maybe something like that will happen to me after I kill myself. A couple of observations. Thoroughly agree with Gail Connolly. Like I said, over a period of 2.5 years, I did something like 15 suicides, every last one under the influence.
I'm going to go to the next one.
from experimenting with alcohol and drugs, we're starting activities like